Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, July 22nd, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Clubhouse announced Wednesday it is now open for anyone to sign up without needing to get on a wait list. Clubhouse expanded from iOS to Android in May and says it's reached 10 million downloads in the Android app's first 2 months. Clubhouse also added a text-based chat feature called Backchannel last week. The chip designer Arm published research in the journal Nature showing how it created Plastic Arm, a processor core in plastic rather than silicon. Plastic Arm is a flexible, fully functional, binary-compatible M0 microcontroller, although the die size is 1,500 times the size of a silicon M0, running at just 29 kilohertz. Arm claims this is still 12 times more powerful than other plastic compute designs. Tumblr debuted Post Plus, letting users create subscriber-only content with tiers at $3.99, $5.99, and $9.99 per month. Tumblr takes a 5% cut. Post Plus monetization will be available to all Tumblr users. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission issued a policy statement pledging to take on unlawful right-to-repair restrictions and encouraging competition in product repair markets. Under this new policy, the FTC will use its existing authorities to support independent repair shops and lower repair costs for consumers. Netflix reported Q2 revenue increased 19% in the year to $7.3 billion, in line with analyst expectations. Overall, the service beat analyst estimates by adding 1.5 million subscribers globally in the quarter, but this included a loss of 430,000 subscribers in the U.S. and Canada. Nearly 4 million households have enrolled in the FCC's Emergency Broadband Benefit Program since it launched in May, but a new report by the Benton Institute for Broadband and Society found this represents only 1 in 12 eligible households. The researchers noted that areas with small, locally focused internet service providers have particularly high adoption due to proactive enrollment efforts. At its Alexa Live event, Amazon announced third-party developers will be able to use widgets to display Skills content on Echo devices. The company also announced Skill Cards that will show skills users might like to try, as well as a name-free interaction toolkit, which will suggest skills based on questions asked by users. Paid skills were also announced, requiring a purchase before using rather than having a free download with an in-app purchase, as well as Alexa shopping actions, which will provide a 10% affiliate marketing commission from Amazon when selling products in a skill. Verizon announced the Verizon Smart Display, which will respond to both Hi Verizon and typical Amazon Voice Services wake words. It includes an 8-inch screen and LTE connectivity, which will be used to provide troubleshooting support to customers during service outages and setup. Intel opened pre-orders for its Nook 11 Extreme Mini Desktop, available with 11th Gen Core i5, i7, and i9 processors with enough room for a 12-inch graphics card. Pricing starts at $1,299, with higher-end version shipping in September, followed by the i5 version in December. The new CPU options will be available as an upgrade to last year's Nook 9 Extreme. Verizon announced the Fios TV app is available on Apple TV and Amazon Fire TV devices, previously only available on mobile apps. The app allows users to view content from a Fios TV One box in their home with a limit of 2 simultaneous streams per box. Twitter confirmed its testing showing upvote and downvotes with some iOS users. Downvotes will not be publicly shown, and upvotes will appear publicly as likes. Uber Freight intends to acquire the shipping software company Transplace from the private equity company TPG Capital in a $750 million deal. The acquisition will complement Uber Freight's existing supply chain management and shipping software suite and is expected to help the division reach profitability. Google rolled out Backup by Google One, an update to its existing Android backup service. This adds support for photos, videos, and MMS message backups to the previous service's backup offerings of app data, contacts, SMS messages, and preferences. And finally, LG announced an updated version of its LG PuraCare wearable air purifier that includes built-in microphones and speakers for voice amplification, as well as a smaller motor for the onboard fans. No pricing was announced, but LG will initially launch it in Thailand next month. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.